is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
Marty Johnson reporting. A U.S. military airstrike on an Al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia has killed more than 150 militants preparing for a large-scale attack. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the weekend strike used both manned and unmanned aircraft. VOA's Carla Babb reports from Washington.
The attack targeted an Al-Shabaab training camp in Razo, about 190 kilometers north of the capital, Mogadishu. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the United States watched the camps and noticed the fighters were training for a large-scale attack.
And they were nearing the completion of that training. And we took action to ensure that they couldn't put that training to use.
The Pentagon used both manned and unmanned aircraft to carry out the attack on the Al-Shabaab campsite. Initial assessments report no civilian casualties. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The United States is promising more transparency on the country's sometimes controversial use of drones to strike at terror targets. White House counterterrorism advisor Lisa Monaco announced today the administration will release an assessment in the coming weeks of both militant and civilian casualties due to drone strikes dating back to 2009. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters today the release of drone strike data is consistent with President Obama's commitment to transparency. Tunisia's Interior Ministry says that troops killed 21 militants on Monday who attacked a police station and military facility near the Libyan border. At the U.S. State Department, John Kirby said the U.S. will stand with the Tunisian people against terrorists.
We share Tunisians' concerns about extremist activity, whether they're homegrown or external, and the threat that it poses to the country's stability and its prosperity.
Four civilians and one soldier were also killed. This is VOA News. South Korea and the United States have begun their annual joint military exercises in an atmosphere of increased tension due to North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile tests and a threat from the powerful National Defense Commission of an all-out offensive to counter the annual drill. A North Korean news anchor reports that in response to any attack by U.S. and South Korean forces, the North Korean army and people will not miss the opportunity to realize the greatest desire of the Korean nation through a sacred war of justice for reunification. Northeast Asia security analyst Daniel Pinkston of Troy University in Seoul.
If North Korea wants to take some kind of belligerent military action against the South in some limited way, I think they're running a very high risk of facing some retaliation.
The exercises, known as Key Resolve and Foal Eagle, are the largest ever staged, with more than 300,000 South Korean troops and about 17,000 U.S. forces participating. Turkey wants the European Union to double the amount of aid it is giving to Ankara to deal with the migrant crisis, the European Parliament's president says. As EU representatives meet with their Turkish counterparts in Brussels this week, thousands of people remain stranded at the Greece-Macedonia border. The European Parliament President Martin Schulz said that Turkey has asked for another $3.3 billion on top of the $3 billion already agreed to in order to stem the flow of migrants to the continent. In return, the EU will lift visa requirements for Turkish citizens by the end of June and speed up the process for Turkey joining the EU, the news agency Reuters reports. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in the Middle East, kicking off a five-day trip to the region as he expressed the U.S. mission to defeat ISIS, referring to the terrorist organization by its Arab name.
We have to squeeze the heart of Daesh in Iraq and Syria so they can't continue to pump their poison into the region and the rest of the world. And that's what we're doing with our coalition partners. We're hitting Daesh fighters and leaders harder than ever. We're making it harder for them to maneuver. We're cutting off their lifeline, their oil revenues, and their finances.
His address at the airbase also infused some spirited morale building in the form of a little bit of a pep talk here.
You control the skies over Iraq and Syria. Matter of fact, you all control the skies of the whole damn world.
Mr. Biden will meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday and on Thursday with Jordan's King Abdullah II. The main Syrian opposition group signaled today that it intends to take part in renewed UN-led peace talks set to begin later this week. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura originally intended to convene Syrian parties late last month. That got pushed back. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The best.